Hello, you've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Edward. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm safe enough. Yeah.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am.
Okay, can I get your first name?
Natalie, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E.
And last name?
D-U-V-E-R-N-A.
And a good callback number?
954-410-0632.
And would you like to receive text updates with the status of today's service?
Yes.
Okay, message and day rates may apply. For security reasons, can you verify the address on your policy?
254 A LaGrange Street, Noonan, Georgia, 30263.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a 1997 Ford Expedition.
And what color is it?
Green.
All right, what's the issue with the vehicle?
It kind of just broke down on me on my way to work.
Can you elaborate on what issues it having?
I think the gauges need to be changed.
Is the vehicle not starting?
No, it's not starting. I'm sorry, if you want to give you detail. Yeah, it's not starting. It won't let me go anywhere.
Okay, just have to go through some questions for the tow.
Mm-hmm.
Has the vehicle had any modifications to make it lower to the ground?
No.
Is it able to shift into neutral?
I'm sorry, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
And you'll be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes. No, you said a four-wheel drive or what?
All-wheel drive.
It's a truck, so. I never know how to answer that question.
Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a truck. No, a 4x4. No, it's not a four-wheel drive. No.
All right. Okay, and do you have the keys for the vehicle?
Yes.
And will you need a ride with the provider to the destination?
Yeah.
Okay, how many people?
Just me.
Do you have face mask?
Yeah.
All right, can I get the location where the vehicle is?
I am right before exit 61. I don't even know the mile marker. I can't even tell you the mile marker. I'm right in front of the Clorox company on Highway 85 going towards Atlanta.
Okay, this is Atlanta, Georgia.
No, I'm not in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm right outside of, maybe if I can pull myself up on the GPS. I'm right outside of, I just got off of exit 55, I think it is. I'm right before exit. I'm literally looking at the exit, I'm looking at the Fairburn exit.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message. It will have a link on it. When you click it, it'll provide numbers for latitude and longitude.
Mm-hmm.
Just need you to read the numbers to me.
No problem. Alrighty. Stop telling me it can't ask for my permission. I don't know what the heck. What? Okay.
Do you have your location on?
Yeah. I didn't know where it was. It's on. Just asking me to. Okay, so I'm in the site. Hold on 1 second. Shoot. I should be able to do it while I'm on the phone with you. Allow. I'll go on the site and it's asking me, does it have permission to allow? I said yes. And it says the site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or, oh, hold on 1 second. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Let me try this again. It still won't let me do it. Maybe because you're on the phone. I'm not sure, but I've never had this problem before.
Okay. So right now I'm looking at a map for Highway 85 for near 8061. I mean exit. And it's going to into Sonoya Road.
I'm on the highway, and I'm right before Fairburn's exit. I'm 1 mile away from the exit. I'm looking at it on the Google map because I'm trying to get it for you, but it's not giving me a longitude or latitude. Okay, so my location near, it says near I-85 Palmetto. Alrighty, I'm trying to make it a little bit easier. I'm sorry, because I can't believe it. I let me do that. Point your camera at the front of the. The road that I'm next to is that's not going to tell you anything. I'm trying to. It's not giving me like. Oh no, there's a business right here that just says north. I'm sorry I'm making this difficult.
It's no problem.
Yeah, it won't give me lunch. Okay, let me tap that. Maybe it'll. It just has me saying that I'm near the Clorox company and the Sugar Frame warehouse. I'm going to the collaboration. It's not giving me it. See, it won't tell me.
Can you spell that company for me?
Clorox. Clorox company. That's another whole other road. I'm on 85, though. So that helps.
Company 85. Okay, yes, that's where I'm mapped near. It's showing Highway 85, exit 61, which goes to Sonoya Road.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not out. I can see the exit. The sign that's telling me the exit is in a mile, so I'm like right there. I'm probably
okay.
Like. Yeah.
And do you know if this is eastbound or westbound?
Let's get out of there. It looks like it's east. I'm going north, though. It's pointing east for some strange reason. When I touch the compass.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I'm not sure if you're on what road you're on.
Okay, then that might have been confused with the east as it was not. I'm on 85. I'm literally on the highway. I'm on 85. I'm a mile away from exit 61. And I'm sorry that it's not letting me.
Do you know what the last exit you passed before 61?
I got off of exit 55.
55, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe I have the right location now. Can you tell me where you want it towed to?
9250 Hutchison Ferry Road.
Can you spell that for me?
HUTCHESON Ferry, FERRY Road.
Okay, and what city and state is this in?
Palmetto, Georgia.
Okay, my map is pinpointed at a Georgia Baptist Children's Home.
Yeah.
All right, and were you able to find any other information about your location?
Say again?
The location where your vehicle is, I do see the Clorox company. It's a little bit away from where your vehicle is.
No, I'm looking at the sign.
So it's like the possible closest business is a place known as Mobis Parts America.
Okay, I'm on 85, and next to where I am right now on 85, there's a back road, or I guess that's the road to the company's residence. I'm looking right at the Clorox company that's right there. If you get off of exit 55 and just drive north like you're going to Atlanta, you're going to run into the next exit, which is Fairburn, and that's exit 61. You cannot miss me. I'm right here on the side of the road. I know you have to have a, I may, if I can call you back or you can give me a couple of minutes and maybe I can pick up the longitude through the text message. But for some strange reason, this has never happened to me before. I'm able to talk on the phone and go on like my text messages and everything, and it's not letting me do it this time. So would you like to call me back in a couple of moments so I can pick that up or...
Okay, what I'll likely do is I'll post on here for the provider that you're 1 mile from exit 61. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm literally a mile from 61 going north.
All right. 1 mile from exit 61 going northbound.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's pretty much what I have here.
If you can't pinpoint it as accurate, do you want me to get off the phone and you can call me back so you can get the longitude, latitude, or is everything okay?
Everything should be fine.
Okay. I know this is silly for me to ask, because usually they have a flatbed because this is a truck, so.
Yes, we have you set up for a flatbed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, love. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and hope you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.